Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hello and good morning. I am recording just before this goes out, Tuesday morning. I was so excited this entire week to wake up and record this for you. I didn't know exactly what I was going to be talking about, but I sat down and I was like, ooh, this is a really good one. This is one I hear about all of the time. And I'm really excited to dive in today. Even when I was like writing notes and stuff, I was like, oh yeah, this is good. because sometimes I can just talk about this, and having some of the points to actually go over, I think bringing this all together in this way is going to be really, really helpful. If you are looking to change anything going on in your life and become that future version of you. And yes, this is the topic, stepping into future you, what that is, how you can do it, how to start, and some of the fun tips that I have to implement. Before we begin here, I do want to let you know that the Align Business Academy Retreat Day is happening live next Thursday, July 23rd. So if you've been thinking about joining the Align Business Academy and you want to learn what this is about, this is a really, really great time to apply today and be able to enroll before we do this live retreat. So this is rolling admission. So people are accepted into the academy all year long, but this is always a special time. We do these quarterly live retreats where you get a day to focus on your business. You're actually required to watch one of the recordings when you do join, because this sets so many of the business foundations that we really get you going with right away on day one to make sure that you are making huge moves towards that future version of you, the big goals that you have. And when you can come live to these quarterly retreats, when you're joining just happens to coincide when we're doing one live, it can be a really fun time. So just your little nod to apply today so we can get you all set up and enrolled before our live retreat, which is next Thursday. I would love, love, love to have you in the program if this is feeling like an aligned fit, if you are wanting to scale your business to six figures and beyond in a way that truly, truly aligns with how you want to be living. I know we all have these different versions of where we want to be heading, of what our dream life is, and this is an amazing program to help you strategize that life and also create a business that supports it. So it's a very life, business, balance, mix going into our mindset and our business strategy, and really just creating how you can step into that future version of you. So yeah, live retreat next Thursday. Head to pinegateroad.com/academy and apply today so we can get you enrolled if it's all a good match. All right, so topic today, who is the future version of you? And when I say that, what is coming up for you? What, when I'm like, hey, who is this future version of you? What do they do? What does their business look like? Where, how are they making decisions? What are their feelings day to day? What is coming up? Is it really hard to imagine? Is your brain going blank? I know sometimes that can happen when we're not used to thinking about ourselves in a future state. And the trick to actually getting to where you want to go is spending time being who that person is. And I know that sounds really crazy. You're like, how can I be that person when I'm the person who I am today? And that's what we're going to dive into today. Because becoming that future version of you takes intention. It takes setting those goals and actually training your brain to become that future version of you. This is something I've been unintentionally doing my entire life. If you've listened to past episodes, you know that I became a blogger overnight. There's a lot of things that I've been thinking about kind of in my brain. I'm like, oh, that would be nice. But I kept putting them off. I put them off to one day because, you know, the timing wasn't right. I wasn't ready. I needed to do X, Y, and Z to get this all set up before I started. And I actually just realized that no, I don't really need those things. I can become this person tomorrow or today. And all it takes is believing that I am that person and starting. So when you think about like this person who has a multi-million dollar business or even a six-figure business, where did they start? They started right where you are today and they started taking those first steps. And they started taking them in alignment with who that person is. And it's not like they had it figured out all in one day. This does take time. But they started making decisions as if they were that future version of them. When I became a blogger, I just literally started a blog and I was like, okay, Kelsey, you're a blogger now. And I blogged starting in 2011. That's everything that started Pine Gate Road. I had absolutely no idea this would turn into my personal branding agency as well as my coaching business or any of this. I did not have this future version of me in mind, but I knew that I loved being online, that I loved putting things and just basically being around people who were dreaming and scheming up new ideas. It was really fun to me, and I knew that blogging was something that I wanted to be doing. I wanted to be seen as a blogger, and I wanted to put fun things out there. And it has twisted and turned and ended up here. And it's not something, you know, I have been planning these moments as I got more and more clear on my path. But it all started with just starting and starting in that one direction and adjusting as I went. It didn't come from thinking through things and having everything perfect before I began. So just throwing that out there. I want to go into some of the brain science behind why this can be so hard for us, because I work with a lot of clients, and this is some of the first exercises that we do. We really want to get clear on their future vision. Who is that future version of them? Who is the future version of their business? And how can we kind of create those bridges to get there over time? Where can we begin to get there? And when I bring this up for the first time, there are a lot of students who are like, I don't even know who future me is. Like, it is really, really hard for them to grasp. So I want to go over some of the brain science here of why this can be so hard to understand and to step into. And it's really because our brains are working for us, but they're also working against us if we don't realize how we can break through some of these things. So the first thing I want to talk about is that in our modern day and age, there is the tendency to be in a state of stress. So this means from all of the to-dos that we have to do, just how we're going about our day-to-days, we're usually so in it. We are in the doing that we don't take the time to step back and actually think about why we are doing the doing. So when we are in this state of stress, when we are going from task to to-do to just next thing, we're using our analytical brain. So our analytical brain is the one that makes automatic decisions, and it makes decisions based on past results. This is not the creative brain. This is not the future thinking brain. This is the analytical brain. And the stressed out state has us making decisions that we have made before so that we don't have to spend any more time or energy because we're already in this stressed out state. So when we're using our analytical brain, we are creating more and more of the same of what we've been doing in the past. So when you're in this state of stress, it is almost impossible to think about who future you is, because your brain is smart and it's using these, you know, quick ways to think about things, which are all based on past experiences. So that is why it's really hard, because if we are in this constant state of stress, our brain wants to take that path of least resistance, and it wants us to stay like how we've been doing things before. It has obviously gotten us to this point. We have survived, and it wants us to just keep doing that. So our brains map out neural pathways every time that we are thinking a thought or making a decision. It is going to use that path of least resistance and keep us really safe. It'll keep us staying the same and having no change, because that is the least amount of work so that we can focus on doing the doing and staying in that state of stress. This is also where our brains get even more smart, and it creates habits. So the more that we stay in this state of stress, it's going to say, ooh, okay, we're really stressed out. We're using our analytical brain. Let's map some of these into our subconscious and let's start making some habits here. So habits are things that are just happening subconsciously, things that we are not actively thinking about. And these are things like breathing. That's, in a sense, I mean, it's not a habit, but it's a subconscious motion that is happening because our brains are just doing it in the background. These are also where habits start to build up. When we start to do things when we're in our state of stress, then they become the norm. They become the habits that we're taking on. I also want you to think about whenever you start something new, how hard that can be. It's because you haven't done it before and your brain is like, oh, wait a second, this is something new. This is hard. This takes up a lot more brain power. Like say you've learned a new computer program. I know whenever I'm learning a new system, my brain literally wants to shut off because I haven't done this before. It's so hard. So the more that we do these things, the more that our brains are paving these neural pathways so that they can ingrain them as habits so that they can be easier. When we have habits down, they happen subconsciously, they happen on autopilot, so our brains don't have to work as hard, and that can keep our stress state down, so we're making less choices. But when we're not actively choosing what these habits are or what these norms are and what neural pathways our brains are choosing, then we are going to be doing things that we don't necessarily want to be doing. We're going to be staying the same. We're going to be staying stuck. And we're going to keep choosing those same things based on the past because we haven't given ourselves the time to step into the future. We haven't taken that step back in order to get out of that analytical brain and into the creative brain. So we're paving these neural pathways all of the time, and this does take effort at first. So this is why it can be really hard to imagine who that future self is, because we're so primed to be exactly who we are because of all of these brain things. I also want to tell you how, you know, if you've ever driven somewhere and the first time you have to, you know, put in your Google Maps and figure out where to go, and you're like kind of nervous and in this like higher state of stress trying to figure out how to make this happen. And maybe this is a new job, for example, and you're doing this commute and it's like really hard at first, but then after a year, you can get there without even thinking about it. You have done this so many times that you can be thinking about something completely different and almost end up in the parking lot of where you're going just because it became a habit. This is your brain creating those neural pathways. It's hard at first, and the more you do it, the more your brain is going to act for you and create that future change. So getting to future you is active. We have to actively say, okay, I know this is going to be hard. There's going to be some decisions that I have to make. This is going to feel really uncomfortable, but I'm going to choose it because I actually want to get to this future state of me. And when I start choosing these over and over again, it will become easier. It will become habit. And that is when all of a sudden you are literally that future version of you because you chose it. and because you subconsciously got your brain working for you instead of keeping you safe and keeping you without change. I also want to talk about the ego versus your intuition. So the ego is really that chatterbrain. Whenever we say something that might cause you to pause, that you don't think is possible for you, and the ego is trying to keep you very safe, that's what that is. So say, I'm trying to think of an example. If I again say, okay, you're going to make $1 million this year, what pops up? Whatever thoughts that are coming up are probably your ego. If there's things that are coming up that are like, that isn't possible for you, no one makes $1 million, that's for rich people, or this or that, whatever is trying to keep you safe and secure in who you currently are, that's the ego. They want to take that path of least resistance. They see making these new decisions as something that will take you more into that state of stress. They want to keep you on the neural pathways that you have already paved, so these thoughts come up that keep you safe. And what I want to talk about now is how you can actually get into that intuitive state of mind. So our egos are there to keep us safe to them. When you change, that actually means death. So they kind of like freak out. They're like, oh my gosh, you're going to be changing. That means we're going to die. They will make up whatever they want to. I don't even know why I'm calling egos a they. They're whatever. They will make it seem like you are going to die if you do this thing that is changing, which usually is stepping into this future version of you. So what you need to do here is realize that these are egoic thoughts that are keeping you safe. And when you can step in and say, oh, that's that egoic thought, that's my ego trying to keep me from change, because it's going to be harder at first and I'm going to have to change who I am. Therefore, the current me is dying and this is going to be really, really tough for my ego. And when you can notice those thoughts, which I think you can start to notice these when you start to meditate, and we'll get into more of that, then you can start to realize, what is the truth here? The truth is that $1 million this year is possible for me. Yes, it's going to be changing. I'm going to have to change my packages. I'm going to have to change how I'm going about my days, what I'm investing in, where I'm spending my time. All of these things are going to have to change. And yes, ego, thank you so much for keeping me safe, but I'm going to listen to this intuitive guidance that I have that goes deeper. Maybe it's saying, yes, the change is scary, but it's going to be worth it. Maybe it's saying, this really isn't the time now. Maybe you really need to, you know, take some time to work on you before you work on your business. It can be just saying all different kinds of things, but it's that quieter, softer voice that comes in that usually you can feel in your heart or your gut when you quiet down those ego thoughts of just the fear. So another thing I actually like to do to get the ego out is I let it have its time and space. So I like to think of, what is the worst case scenario here? When I'm afraid of doing this next thing, what is the worst thing? And I let the ego have a heyday. I let it tell me the worst things to let it just get it all out there. And then I can use my brain and just say, okay, that worst case scenario that ego just gave, how possible is that? What are the truths here? The truth is that by investing in this program, I am, you know, quote unquote, risking potentially throwing all of that money in the toilet, which really isn't the case, because no matter what, you're learning and getting more information, and you can use that to influence your future decisions. But the worst case scenario my brain goes to is, I'm going to spend this money, I'm going to flush it down the toilet. That means I'm going to be homeless and on the street. Which is not really the case. The worst case scenario is, if that money was flushed down the toilet, I would probably go figure out another way to go make that money. I might have to go get some kind of job that I don't necessarily want to be doing that isn't as, you know, fulfilling as running my agency or doing my coaching business. But that is the literal worst case scenario. And then you have to say, how probable is that? How probable is it that you're actually going to throw your money down the toilet and that you're going to have to go get that other job? And then you can realize things from there. So when you can take that ego and really put it all out there, get to your worst case scenario, then you can make those intuitive decisions from there. So this is another reason why it's hard, but also what you can do in order to work through those ego thoughts. Another reason why future you is hard to imagine is because you might not think it's possible, or you might not have seen examples of people doing this, or seeing people that look like you doing this. So when you think about this future thing and you have these big dreams and these thoughts, there's probably going to be these like, that's not really possible. This hasn't been proven before. And again, when we're in that state of stress, when we're in our analytical brain, we always want to go back to what has been proven before, what have the past results been? And in order to step into future you, we have to look past this and see what has been possible for other people in the world. And where can I go seek out examples of other people who are doing this, who are actively working towards the future version of them, where they are working through all of these limiting beliefs and actually stepping into these big goals? This is why masterminds, this is why group programs are so awesome, honestly. This is where I've been being around a lot of people who are going after these big business dreams, and it actually shows me what is possible for me. At first, people hit these like huge goals in these groups I'm a part of, and I'm like, oh my gosh, how are they doing that? And then part of me is like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that they're doing this, because that is showing me exactly what is possible in the world. And when we are on our own, when we are in silos and we see other people struggling, when we see people in our current life struggling, when we have other people who say they're working towards these things, but they don't know how to actually reprogram their brain to work for them, and they're using their analytical, egoic, stuck brain, then they're not able to get to those places, because our brains will always try to keep us safe and work against these changes. So in order to start to step into this future version of us, sometimes it takes putting ourselves in the room where other people are making this possible for them. And when you can start to see people that are doing this, people that look like you, that actually think your crazy dreams are possible, this is where a lot of big changes can come. So I just want to show you, it's like that, the five people that you're around. What you can actually do is put yourselves in those rooms, go into those communities where people are thinking about these big things and stepping into that future version of who you want to be, and getting around other people who think that's possible for them as well. I will also say that why this can be so hard to imagine, again, is because of systemic racism and the patriarchy. So whenever we think about what is quote unquote normal in America, I'm just talking from American standards here and my experience, that when we aren't the norm, quote unquote, it's our brains are going to be working against us, because there are systemic problems happening that tell us that we are not the norm. And therefore, there are extra layers of limiting beliefs that we have to work through. And I'm saying we as a woman, when I do have a lot of other privileges, but there are, you know, there are going to be things systemically that people, we, and just people in general, work through that can make this harder, because there are more layers of these like, you can't do this. People that look like you or have the abilities that you do don't do this certain thing. So I want to let you know that this isn't impossible to work through, but there is another layer of, you know, it's harder for people who are not in the quote unquote norm of whatever your society is to work through this. It's just more layers and more brain gunk to unravel in order to get to that future version of you. Okay, so now that I've gone through why it can be so hard to step into the future version of you, I want to share how you can actually start stepping into future version of you. So the first thing that you can do is to start catching the thoughts that you have. So when you start to hear of people or see people that have nice things or doing things that you might want, what are the thoughts that are coming up? Are you saying, oh, that's not for me. They're rich. They have this other thing going for them, and that's the reason they're doing that. If you have these are limiting beliefs, FYI, you might have a lot to work through with this, but if you have those thoughts that are coming up that gives you almost an excuse for why other people are able to do something but you aren't, lean into that. Ask yourself, is that the truth? Am I just staying safe? Is this my ego telling me to not try to go towards something because I think that it's going to be hard? Is that hardship meaning change? And is that my ego working against me? Anytime you have some of these thoughts, the first thing that you can do is to start to realize that you are having the thoughts. And this can really come from starting some meditation. And I'm going to talk about this in a little bit. But when you start to realize that these thoughts are coming into your brain, meditation can be a really, really great tool to start to catch some of them. But you want to start by just going throughout your day and realizing when you're having some of these limiting beliefs and then asking yourself, is this the truth or is this my ego keeping me safe? And when you start to catch more of these, you can actually start to change the decisions that you're making based on that. I also want to let you know that this doesn't happen overnight. So starting and just doing one of the little things is a start. Because this is probably going to be really hard. You're probably going to be terrible at it at first. And envisioning who this future version of you, when you've been spending your whole life limiting yourself from even thinking about it, can be really tough. Your ego is going to work really, really, really hard to keep you safe. So just know that this doesn't happen overnight. And by you simply starting this and starting to think about who the future version of you is, that's a start. And even if you're like, this is not all mapped out, I don't know all of the details, just you knowing that, say you want to leave your job eventually, or that you're working towards that. And oh, okay, I guess that means I have to start a side hustle. What side hustle should I start that I feel really passionate about? Oh, I have these million ideas. What one am I going to focus on and put my energy towards so that I can actually start making progress instead of spending a lot of time on a lot of different little things? So you can just start taking those steps. That was just a brain train there, brain train there. But yeah, just starting can be really impactful. The next thing you can do is actually do some future you visualizations. I'm sure you can Google some of these. These are things we do inside of the Align Business Academy all of the time. And this can get you really into that meditative state, into these visualizations where you can start having your brain almost tell you where you want to head. Some of these things, they might just be trapped in your subconscious and you don't even know that you want them. And then when you start to get into these meditative states and into these visualizations, they come to you. So by simply doing some of these visualizations where you're imagining that ideal for future version of you, that's where you can really start and start to really realize what are those details that are coming to me in that future visualization. What are some of the first steps that I can start to make in order to start to walk towards her? So visualizations are amazing. Here's a fun fact. Your brain actually can't tell the difference between a visualization and the reality that you're living. So the more that you can actually get into that visual state and visualize that future version of you, your brain is going to start carving those neural pathways, and they're going to carve them in a way that makes you become that future version of you. So I actually do future visualizations every single day. This is something I teach people to do in the Align Business Academy. And the people that have been doing this and implementing this into their lives, it's like nuts how quickly they can start to become that future version of them, because our brain is just like, oh, yeah, that's your reality. You're that future version of you. You're already living it. And so the more that we can do this, it becomes easier and easier. And our brains start subconsciously working for us to become that future version of us, because we're carving those neural pathways every single day. That becomes the path of least resistance. That informs our new habits. And we become this future version the more we can do these visualizations. So that is really, really key here. And then I want to go over some of the fun tips that you can implement into your daily life. So these are things that I do. It's a little woo-woo, but whatever. I talked to you about the brain science, so there's that. So one of the first things, if you think about the future version of you, and there's one thing that you're like, ooh, yeah, that person, that's a statement that encompasses who that is, then I like setting silent alarms on my phone that tells me who that future version of me is. So I have a alarm that goes off every day at 10:25 a.m. It's silent. And it says, you are the CEO of a multi-million dollar business. And it just reminds me that that is that future version of me. And that's where I'm heading. So whoever that future version of you is, set some reminders on your phone so that throughout the day, you can start to just like have those things there telling you who that future you is. Other things I've worked into my alarms in the past are that I use my time well. That's a thought, because I used to think that I was procrastinating all the time, that I could never get all of the things on my to-do list done. And so the future version of me uses their time well. And so that was something that I worked into my, you know, future version state, and I put as an alarm on my phone. The next thing you can do is to reframe whenever you catch yourself having a limiting belief. This can be kind of hard to catch at first, but the more you start to dig into these, and when you have these thoughts that are holding you back or are saying something negative about yourself or saying that it's not possible for you but possible for others, then we need to reframe that. So maybe it's that, you know, there's something and you feel like you can't afford it. And so you say, oh, I can't afford that. One simple reframe is to not say that you can't afford it, but I'm choosing not to invest. That is a lot more empowering, and it means that you're taking the control there. You're not playing victim to your circumstances. You are reframing that belief as saying, oh, I'm choosing not to invest in that. My goals and my priorities are elsewhere right now. And that is a positive thing that you are choosing in order to become future you. So it's not like, oh, go invest in all of the things. It's no, I've thoughtfully considered this, and I'm choosing not to do this right now because I have these other business goals, or I have these other life goals. And that can be a lot more empowering to do. So reframing those limiting beliefs. The next thing you can do is write out who future you is 15 times every single morning. So writing things out physically actually helps wire these neural pathways in your brain even deeper. So I haven't been doing this lately, but I did start the year, and every day I would fill up an entire journal page and I would say, I am the CEO of a $1 million company. I am the CEO of a multi-million-dollar company. I am the CEO of a multi-million-dollar company. It took 5 minutes, but I was I was mapping that into my future as a done deal. So when you can actually write this out, like you physically writing is action. So your brain is like, oh, you're taking action. You're not just thinking about this. You're physically doing something. And if you get into that state, it almost like writing-wise hypnotizes you into believing that that is your truth. So again, it sounds a little hokey, but it can rewire some of those neural pathways in your brain, making it easier to become who future you is. Next is daily meditation. So I love meditation. I've been doing it for several years, pretty much daily, and it's the best. I have some past episodes going over my meditation journey, how to do it, and what it's like. But I like to say that it is like bubble wrap for your brain. So what meditation does is it actually lowers our brain waves so that we are susceptible to realizing that all those thoughts that are happening. So remember at the beginning when I was talking about us being in our analytical brain in that state of stress? What this does is it lowers that state of stress. Our brain waves get slower. And if we have any of those limiting beliefs or like scared, busy thoughts are popping up, we are actually actively creating the time and space in our days to see what those limiting beliefs are. So as we're meditating, our brains, and especially if you're new to this, your brains are going to be busy. It is going to be like, burp, 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 burp. You got to do this. You have to take the dog out and blah, 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 blah. Like you're going to be a little stressed out, I think. I was when I started doing this. And what it does is it allows you to be like, nope, focus on your breath. Notice that that's a thought. Notice that that is just a thought that you are thinking and you have control overthinking that thought or not. And when we start to build in that space around our thoughts, we can actually start to actively choose what we want to be going after instead of thinking that these thoughts are just our truth and that we have to believe them and it's just who we are. So meditation actually is the tool to start to realize some of those limiting beliefs, the thoughts that we're having. And the more that you do it, you're going to realize how many thoughts you have and how often these thoughts are forming who you are. So it basically gets you out of that state of stress. You can start finding the limiting beliefs that you have, and it gives you a lot more. It again is carving those neural pathways so that you create more space around your thoughts. I like to say it's bubble wrapping them so that when something's coming at you, you're not immediately reacting. You're actually able to say, ooh, that was a thought. Let me think about this. Let me take this time and space to see if it's a thought that I want to have or if it's a thought that is going to propel me into the future version of me or if it's going to hold me back. Do I want to take on this thought? Is this thing that somebody else is saying about me making me react in a defensive, sad way? Or why are they saying that? What's going on in their lives that is making them say this? It just lets us be really curious about what is going on in our brain, and meditation creates that space. So by carving those spatial neural pathways around our thoughts, we can do it throughout the day more and more. It brings so much more calm into your day. And that's really the science behind it. But I think even if you're just doing the meditation and you don't know the science behind it, it's just going to work anyway. It just makes things way more calm. It is awesome. Okay, and then my last tip to implement is that when you are making decisions, whether it's about your life or your business, I want you to start thinking about how that future version of you would make that decision. Because when you are making decisions from your state of stress, from your scared ego that is keeping you safe, you are gonna keep staying stuck because you are making decisions based on the past. You're making decisions based on what has been proven to you already. And in order to turn into that future version of you, in order to change, you have to actively get out of that analytical brain and start thinking differently, making different choices. And you have to start thinking about who is that future version of me and what would they tell me to make? What would they tell me to do in this situation? Even if it's really scary, even if it seems really hard, what would they want? This future version of me, this life that I really want to be living, what advice would they give me? And when you can take advice from that future version of you, that is when everything can change. And this does not, again, happen overnight. This is a lot of stuff that, like, you need to be working on, and it's going to feel really tough and really uncomfortable. Every time I'm stepping into a future version of me and making decisions from that place, I literally feel like I'm going to throw up. I get so nervous. I cry. I just get these emotions out, and it's like, whoa, like that is a huge change. Making these decisions is not easy. It can be exciting, but it can also be really scary. It can feel like you're going to die. Again, your ego is trying to keep you so safe, whether you know it or not. So when you can tap into that future version of you and say, even though this is tough, even though this is going to be work, even though this is going to be a change and it feels super uncomfortable, what would they tell me to do? And when you can choose from that future version of you, that's really what gets you there. So here are all my tips on becoming the future version of you. This topic is so near and dear to my heart, if you can't tell. So if you are thinking about this and you're like, I don't even know where to start. These tips are feeling cool and great and whatever. If you are feeling like you want to be stepping into future version of you and having support in order to get there, and that future version of you includes creating a business or growing your business so that it can support this future version of you, I would love for you to apply for the Align Business Academy. This is really what this is all about. We really work on finding that future version of you and supporting you over the course of a year in order to step into them and create a business that really, truly works with your life so that you can step into that future version of you. So you can head to pinegateroad.com/apply to apply today and all of the things. And I'm here to talk through that if you want to reach out on Instagram and ask me any questions. And again, our live retreat is next Thursday, July 23rd. So if you want to join and spend that entire day deep diving into your business, right now is an amazing time to do that. So thank you so much for spending your day with me. It was so fun to be here and chat about this topic that is so near and dear to my heart that I love. And I love you, and I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting this show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.